Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
While America sleepwalks through the 2020 decade with a treasonous zombie criminal at the helm,
the most dangerous terrorist threat to our homeland is white supremacy.
You from Syria?
No.
Hey, well, why is it a big secret?
According to the United States intelligence community, domestic terrorism from white supremacists is the most lethal terrorist threat in the homeland.
The Nashville shooter, the trans woman demand, who went in to the little Christian school and shot those little kids and shot those teachers. The manifesto was suppressed when it happened, and we now have confirmed from insiders it was the Justice Department suppressing it.
Our hearts go out to the trans community as they are under attack right now.
This monster was brainwashed and poisoned by leftist propaganda. Reportedly from the sources, she was a total brainwashed leftist on a bunch of psychotropics that love BLM, you name it.
Arrested after police say she crashed her car into a building thinking it was a Jewish school. Police say the woman told them that she did it on purpose after seeing an Israel school sign on the door. She also reportedly made references to, quote, her people back in Palestine.
A Jewish man has died from injuries after a confrontation with protesters. The incident happened Sunday as Palestinian protesters gathered near the intersection of Westlake Boulevard and Thousand Oaks Boulevard.
And this evening we received word from the Jewish Federation of Los Angeles that the man has died.
The most lethal terrorist threat to the homeland today, white supremacy is terrorism.
Joe Biden wouldn't know a threat to the United States if it bit him, and it nearly did. China is flooding every inch of Earth with its rising dominance. As a military power, China's navy is now the largest in the world. The dollar is now openly regarded to be on life support. As Foreign Policy magazine reported, BRICS is likely to strip the dollar of its hegemony over global trade, even if it doesn't have a single currency. BRICS currently comprises Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa, but will soon be joined by Argentina, Egypt, Ethiopia, Iran, Saudi Arabia, and the UAE this coming January. Estimated to represent nearly half of the global GDP by 2040. BRICS also expands control over commodities and increases leverage in financial holdings. China has quietly taken control of larger portions of key global trade arteries, including the Suez Canal and the Panama Canal. Meanwhile, thousands of military-aged Chinese men flood into the United States from Chinese camps located in Panama.
I cannot stress enough how important Panama is. It is absolutely vital, right? And Panama is being destabilized, and it's being taken by the World Economic Forum and the Chinese Communist Party.
China's Belt and Road Initiative, racing up through South and Central America, is built on the back of a compromised U.S. president, allowing nearly 8 million illegals, partly comprised of foreign military-aged men and terrorists, in the United States under his three-year term, dwarfing the amount that came in under two terms of Obama and one term of Donald Trump. While Klaus Schwab's World Economic Forum lays waste to the sovereignty of the Netherlands as Schwabtown, or the tri-state city, is built to serve as a hub for the New World Order's Great Reset agenda.
This is a city that will consist of about 30 million people if it goes according to plan. It's most of Netherlands, a part of Belgium, and part of Germany. That's the tri-state. The end of the railway that goes all the way from Shanghai and other feeders in China ends at Rotterdam Harbor, which is in Tri-State City, which is at the mouth of the Rhine River, which is like the Mississippi for Europe, right? So Rotterdam Harbor is one of the biggest in the world, one of the top 10, and it's the largest in Europe. Just south of Tri-State of Rotterdam Harbor is Antwerp, which is the second largest harbor in Europe. Those will both be in Tri-State City. And so bottom line is, this is not just about weaponized migration. The weaponized migration are one weapon that they're bringing to the war. They're like the tanks, right? They've also got, they're building the new Silk Road.
While more U.S. banks continue to fail, and the West is in a state of kinetic terror-driven chaos, once the dollar has been sufficiently diminished, central bank digital currencies will flood the globe, unleashing a totalitarian...
Please, remember, we are listener-supported, and we've got something back in stock that everybody needs that is so good to have in your medicine cabinet that supports the broadcast. We've got the best 30 parts per million colloidal silver out there. It's Silver Bullet. It's at InfoWarsStore.com. And if you want to support the show, plus have something in your medicine cabinet, have to give to others. It's topical. You can also take it orally. It really does a lot of amazing things, anti-infection, you name it. Nothing's a silver bullet, but it's as close to a silver bullet as you're going to get. Silver Bullet, back in stock, discounted, InfoWarsStore.com. And we also have Brain Force Ultra, the incredible fast-acting nootropic, back in stock, 60% off, part of the big sale. The new sale we've got. Immune support, organic green fibers, 50% off. Those are both incredible. Vitamin D3 gummies, amazing. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139. It's Tuesday, November 7th, 2023. I'm your host, Alex Jones. From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones. All right, out of all of the earth-shaking events that are happening right now, we'll be covering them all today. Special guest Mike Adams coming on with big breaking news. Former head UN weapons inspector Scott Ritter on both the wars in the Middle East and, of course, in Europe, in Ukraine, all the big developments there, China threatening to go into Taiwan. It's all coming up. Gigantic transmission today. And, of course, Gerald Celente will be joining us in the fourth hour, always doing a splendid job with his trends and forecasting. All of this news is incredibly important. But there are stories that are able to get people's attention and are keyholes through which you can look and see what's being hidden. A Rosetta Stone, a skeleton key is what I like to call it. And this trans shooter and what happened there, and the Justice Department now confirmed having the city suppress the manifesto, is next level censorship, where the left goes out and commits these crimes and racial attacks on whites are up several thousand percent. And then if you go speak at city council and say the attacks on whites need to stop, just like saying it's wrong, the KKK in the 50s and 60s was attacking blacks. That was wrong. I'm totally against it. It's terrible. But this is on a scale much larger, and it's being led by white academics and the ADL and other organizations. They're out there saying it's inherently bad to be white. And then the response to try to cover this up, again, is incredibly illustrative of what's happening. And there's a new detailed report after I break down the latest on the trans shooter and the attempts to suppress it. And criminal investigation started in Nashville by the mayor admitting that, you know, he's a puppet of the feds, that it is a real manifesto. They tried to come out yesterday and say, I released it, so because Alex Jones released it, it's fake. Well, both those are lies. I didn't release it, and it's not fake. But they had community notes. Facebook took it down. YouTube took it down and said, it comes from Alex Jones. It's not real. Then you hear the record skip sound, and they change the story to, it's real, it's hateful, it's terroristic. And YouTube actually put out a statement saying that what Crowder is doing is promoting criminal activity. I wouldn't be surprised if they don't arrest Crowder. And that's what listeners need to understand and viewers. I'm not up here saying I'm the biggest and baddest and toughest guy around, or the Steven Crowder is, or Tucker Carlson is. But I want people to understand we're putting our lives on the line doing this. And that's illustrative of how dangerous the climate is for free speech and investigative journalism and how far this has gone. And now there's been a detailed report. Elon Musk tweeted it saying, this is a big deal, by Representative Jim Jordan. Bombshell report on the censorship industrial complex. Hundreds of secret reports show that the DHS, CISA, the GEC, State Department, CIA, you name it, Stanford University and others worked together to censor Americans before the 2020 election, including information, jokes, opinions, memes, truthful news, Hunter Biden's laptop. More than 50 million posts were taken down on Facebook alone, critical of Joe Biden. That is the purest form of election stealing, by manipulating public opinion up front and then denying it. Overhead shot, please. Here is the report that Jim Jordan has published, and we'll be looking at the report here today. The weaponization of disinformation, pseudo-experts, and bureaucrats, how the federal government partnered with universities to censor Americans' political speech. And that's what I learned as a canary in the coal mine when Trump got elected and all those lawsuits got filed against me. It was high-powered Democratic Party and even the UN's main PR firm with Georgetown University, Stanford, Harvard, and several others we know of, as it came out in documents, quarterbacking in their entire PR legal departments, working with the Pentagon, the CIA, and the Justice Department to literally attack me. Remember when there were sometimes thousands of articles a week attacking me? You turn on the nightly news, every channel was attacking me. That was a beta test. They used me as a training op on what they would then do to everybody else. And that's why reality doesn't matter. And they rigged the courts, and the judges found me guilty. And now you see that being done to Trump. So the formula they're using against me and Trump is the formula for you. And if you watch the show the last 6-7 years, how many times did I tell you I'm being targeted by the Justice Department? And by the grace of God, knock on wood, they've not gotten a grand jury yet to indict me because there's never any evidence. But they've had at least 5 grand juries open on yours truly in the last 6-7 years. They tried to set me up as a Russian agent. I went to the FBI. You know, why would you go to the guys that did it? I went to another office and reported it all because I'm not going to be set up by these people. So this is total war against the American people. Now, before I hit the latest trans shooter news and why that's so incredibly important, I want to pull back here for a moment and just explain to listeners what you already know. But I want it to really sink home to you, because it was sinking home to me this weekend and sinking home just this morning getting ready for the show. This is the fabled New World Order takeover. I'm getting chills. This is not a probe. This is not a test. What we're in now, the wars, the currency devaluations, the inflation, the open borders, the human trafficking, the race war promotion, the defunding of police, the destabilization, the world ID being announced, the central bank digital currencies, the ESGs, it's not coming. It's here. And it's rolling out everywhere, where if you don't have the app on your phone, you don't get in not just Jeff Bezos' Whole Foods. You don't get in HEB. You don't get in Safeway. You don't get in Kroger's. You don't get in Piggly Wiggly. And then anybody that doesn't go along with it, like, say, a Publix or something, they're going to come after the owners of it, and they already are. So this is full industrial war to block us from food, transportation, if we don't submit. That's the social credit score, which is the digital gulag. And I've talked to executives inside HEB. I've talked to executives inside Whole Foods. But I've seen it for myself when I went to the grocery store a few weeks ago, trying to make you have an app to be there. That's not to keep you as a customer or give you good deals. That's preparing you. We won't be able to go in the store. Already in Germany and England, grocery stores, most of them, won't let you in without turnstiles and an app and scanning your palm. So all the destabilization, as Klaus Schwab said, the angrier world is here. They've got leftist activists attacking art displays, cutting down statues, blocking cars, sabotaging railways every few hours. We have a video on Infowars.com. Just Stop Oil lunatics take hammers to 16th century paintings inside London National Gallery and aren't even arrested or charged. They attack gas pumps with hammers. This is the takedown. You cut the police off and flood drugs in the community, you're going to have crime in the streets explode. This is Wild Wild West. And when the Wild Wild West is out of control, they then say the answer is taking your guns. The Seventh Circuit Court, right below the Supreme Court, just ruled semi-automatic rifles are not protected by the Second Amendment, starting with AR-15s. That ruling was Friday. Did you hear what I just said? It's here in the stack. Look it up for yourself. Seventh Circuit just said, oh, you got a Second Amendment, but we don't define these firearms as firearms. That's how they're going to do it. So it's on. You say, oh, cause a civil war. That's the plan. Seventh Circuit holds AR-15s aren't protected by the Second Amendment. So let's get down to brass tacks here, my friends. I'm going to get into why the trans shooter story is so massive here in just a moment, and the different disinfo tactics as soon as that hit. I woke up again at 5:30 in the morning, taking a walk underneath the stars, and of course the great folks over at Louder with Crowder, with Stephen Crowder, are workhorses, so texts come in. Hey, we decided to go with this today. We just got it. It's confirmed. It's vetted. I call them. They give me the download. I say, when can I break it? They say, you can break it the minute.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my health today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast?
We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
How much we've delivered. I mean, look, just giving you a status report. It's all God, and it's all you getting the word out. If you simply support us, you will see incredible developments and incredible things happen. Remember what just happened in August. I talked to a high-level TSA individual. I call, talk to Border Patrol. They say, yeah, we've been told they're bringing the COVID restrictions back in the next few months. And then it created a firestorm. The media denied it and then started trying to roll it out. And they had to back off and barely got any of it implemented, maybe 5, 10%. And people then spun it. Oh, look, Joe's finally a prediction didn't come true. I said the day I broke it. I said, if we do a good job, if the audience does a good job of activists, if we spread the word, if we get aggressive and have the nurses and the police and the military and the lawyers and the congressmen and the senators, if people say no and get back exposing the COVID fraud and the fact they lied about everything and that they're discredited, they won't get away with it. And then Fauci came out recently and said, we need to bring the controls back. Oh, there's going to be a new pandemic. They're trying again, but because of your support and what you did, not just here, but like dominoes around the world, they're not able to bring the COVID restrictions back anywhere. But if we wouldn't have fought it, if you wouldn't have fought it, if you wouldn't have said no, they would have gotten away with it. So I want to thank those that are members over at JonesCrowder.com. That's just the sign-up page so we get the credit, and it funds us, and you get access to everything Crowder's doing. And then I noticed yesterday when I broke the news simultaneously with Crowder, because he wanted to, you know, me to promote what he's doing, promote me, we're on the same team. That's my comments on Twitter and comments on InfoWars on the articles and videos saying, why is it behind a paywall? Why is it Crowder giving us this for free? It was for free. He did put it out. And most of the show is open. And then they have behind a paywall or over at Rumble because they're censored and can't say that stuff on there. And then how are we supposed to pay for all this equipment and crew and all this stuff if we don't charge for something? We're not communists. We're not getting a George Soros check. And now Facebook, Instagram, YouTube have pulled Crowder's videos, pulled his official videos, put a strike on Crowder. Breaking. YouTube removes Crowder's video that exposed trans shooters manifesto. He made the decision to not put it behind the paywall because it was so important. And now he can lose his YouTube channel where he gets to reach people that are still in the Matrix to take them over to the Mug Club and over to Rumble. So this is a war here. And he's the one facing a criminal investigation by the mayor for sticking his neck out, and I just love the attitude of a minority of people without even going and looking and seeing that while they were bitching, the manifesto was on the same article. They could see it right there with videos of Crowder and myself talking about it and just said, oh, Jones and Crowder are saying, support us. Come over here and sign up. No, screw you. You don't get any money. You get to get indicted and sued and attacked, and then we're not even going to provide you with the funds and the resources you need as our dog in the fight, stay in the fight. And that's not most of you, but I want to say shame on the people that don't even read what they're looking at and then bitch and complain. But some of those are probably minions and globalist operatives and PR firms. But that said, fighting the New World Order isn't free. Separately, now I'm going to get into all the big news. Ultra 12 is the strongest, best methylcobalamin you're going to find anywhere. This is the high-end stuff. This is not sold as this. You can't do this. You need to get it from your doctor or prescription. But this is the stuff people inject into their fat. It's one of the few prescriptions I've got. I actually take it that way because it's even better. But I get that from the doctor. This is the same stuff. I remember they had a big rating agency. It's actually owned by Mark Cuban. Come out and do a rating of B12s. Like six, 7 years ago. And they said, oh, Jones is methylcobalamin is, you know, it's overpriced, and it's an okay one. Then they rated out of the other 11 the top one, and it was hilarious because the one they tested and rated number one is who we were private labeling from. So this is rated by his big lab in San Francisco, number one by Mark Cuban. That's like no weapon formed against us will prosper because here they are. We know we try to go out and get the very best. We're like, hey, what's the highest rated? What has the best reviews? Who can we get it from? Okay, this company will do business with us. Okay, we'll get it. And it turned out we were selling it for less than what that company was selling it for. 40% off InfoWarsStore.com. Used to have tens of thousands of five-star reviews, but they took those away from us. We had to get another rating service. It's absolutely real reviews. Five-star review right now. InfoWarsStore.com. Ultra 12. Support healthy nerve and brain cells. Way more than support. Help make DNA. Help your cells last longer. Help the body produce energy. Help produce healthy blood cells. It's essential for proper nervous system function and so much more. It is the building block. It is so critical. You can drink all the coffee and, you know, all the stimulants you want all day. If you don't have the baseline of things like high-quality B12, then you're just not going to do it. And the synthetic stuff doesn't even absorb. And most B12 that you even eat naturally, like it's in mushrooms, most people can't absorb much through the gut. It's through blood vessels. That's why you put it in the fat. Don't inject this, though it's the same stuff. This is organic, medical grade, but not licensed to sell it as that. This is so you take it sublingually under the tongue. Under the tongue. And if you get it from a doctor, it's got the little, you know, where you put the needle in and it's all safe and everything else. This is not for that. You take it under the tongue. This is not sterile when you're, you know, sitting there trying to put a needle in there and take it out. Do not do that. The point is that this is super high grade. Ultra 12, back in stock, InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. All right, I'm done ranting about that. I didn't mean to go off on a jag about Crowder. Why is Crowder attacked? Why are there shadow campaigns against him? Why is he demonized? Why is he censored? Because he does a funny, exciting show that is very popular with young people and others and is reaching out across political lines. And he's building a massive, he's already built it, investigative journalism unit. And he's building a platform to bring on a bunch of other shows that have been censored to magnify all those shows and create synergy. That's what we did. That's what we tried to do. And we're successful. And then have been cut up and sliced up and shot up, but we've reconstituted by the grace of God and are in many ways more effective than ever. But they're coming after him because he's going after them with the truth. And now you see criminal investigation and on and on and on and on and on over investigative journalism. We're thinking of Julian Assange him because they wanted to say it was a white supremacist went in there and killed those kids. Then, oh, well, it's a trans activist. People were mean to her, him. Now, well, it's just hateful. You can't read. I'm going to kill those blonde-haired little white crackers, white privilege. I can't wait to kill those little pieces of you know what. We're going to read the manifesto when we come back. Play it on air. I'm going to play Crowder reading it. And then I'm going to get into what it really means and why it's so important. Because this is a big deal. That the feds came in, we now confirm, we knew it. We knew what was in it. And it was even worse than we thought it would be. I mean, it is a helter-skelter, race war, lunatic, brainwashed white woman who literally thought going and killing white children was a good thing to do. And it's all the mainstream media and all Joe Biden and the ADL did this. The ADL, Southern Poverty Law Center.
Finally, after close to a year, in early November, where I'm cutting this ad, we finally got one of our flagship products back in stock, Ultra 12, the highest quality vitamin B12 organic. You take it under the tongue so you get better absorption of the body through your blood vessels, and what it does to every system in your body is simply incredible. It's the natural, clean energy, focus, immune system, everything. And it's 40% off exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. This has been rated as the best B12 in the country. It's available from a top lab that we private label it through at InfoWarsStore.com. Ultra 12, vitamin B12, taken sublingually, now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Or you can call toll-free and order it as well, 888-253-3139. And Ultra 12 funds the InfoWar as well.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
So a consortium of think tanks, government agencies, foreign government agencies, EU, the UK, the Canadian government, the US government, the CIA, the Justice Department, big tech companies, with policy being written by the Southern Poverty Law Center and ADL on what to censor and what to control, are literally in your private messages, on all the big apps, on all the big tech companies. They're not just watching what you say in public. They are engaging in massive coordinated crime. And that's what experts in Congress have said. That's what constitutional lawyers have said in testimony. We know it on its face. We saw the big hearings dealing with the censorship industrial complex. Now Jim Jordan's big report out on it.
So they stole the last two elections, bigger than Dallas. Total election meddling. Now they've tried to outlaw saying, hey, stop stealing the election, or questioning all the Dropbox video, people showing up with 50, 60, 100 ballots, signing them right there on camera, fraudulently right in front of everybody. And it goes down to the crime. 20-1 black on white crime right now. That's the number. So the FBI stops publishing it. We only have the local numbers. It's a fraud. It's a war on Americans, a war on white people, a war on Christians, because that's the minority that's now got to be bullied globally under UN control. And they're trying to train the brown people, they're the majority of folks, who are good people, on average, just want to have a future, but they're able to find a percentage of them, Islamists, you name it, that will literally ally with the left and be used as an internal destabilization tool and a voting block. So, this trans shooter, for over a year and a half, that's in the manifesto, fantasizes about how she, really a she, is casing places, planned to hit more places, but the cops got there quickly. So she was only able to kill a small number of people, but still it's the intent that mattered, and every life's precious. And so this breaks. And the article on Infowars.com and the videos I put out yesterday morning were 100% clear. Steven Crowder broke this and authorized me to break it right when he broke it. So the national news comes out and says, Alex Jones has released a fake manifesto. Community Notes came out and said it wasn't real. They came out and said it wasn't real on Facebook and took it down. Then the mayor comes out and says, no, it's real. We've got a criminal investigation going on who leaked it. Well, investigative journalists are allowed to be leaked things, particularly if it's a public interest. Look at the Pentagon Papers and Daniel Ellsberg. He was a hero, doing the same thing Assange did. But Assange is in solitary confinement. Told you a big Assange news coming soon. Then you learned about a week later, Tucker's gone to visit him, and I'm going to leave it at that. Tucker's got big interviews and big stuff dropping soon. Breaking, YouTube removes Crowder's video that exposed trans shooter's manifesto. We have video. City of Nashville confirms transgender school shooter manifesto is real. Democrat Nashville mayor launches probe. And you look into it, it's a criminal probe of the leak of trans shooter's manifesto. Imagine if that's just the first three pages. It's reportedly dozens of pages long. What else is in there? Well, the police that are mad about this and want this out, they want the city to be forced to officially release it, because I guess the cops thought they would just say it was fake. But that's already been defeated. So that's what's happening here. But let's put on screen an HD shot of this. Let's look at the people that were killed. They don't want you to know their names. These little girls, little boy, the two teachers, and the principal, assistant principal, a black man. She went there to kill evil white people, but a black man tried to stop her, and so she shot him full of holes. He's a hero. He's not a racist. He's a Christian. And he protected the white children, just like he protect black children, anybody else, and so would I. Makes you want to throw up. But they wanted to tell you that it was the right wing. First they said it was a right winger did it. And then they said, well, it was a transgender, but people were mean to her, even though it was a he according to their rules. Suddenly it was a her, the real gender. And I've got all these clips that I really don't want to play. I, without even looking, I found like eight of them. But let's just play two of these. This is 18 and 19. Woke boomer blames the Christian right for the actions of the trans terrorist. Another one, clip 19. Deranged leftist blames Tennessee trans bills on the shooting. The first is long. I don't even want to listen to these people, but play 19 first and then just play part of 18. Here it is.
I wonder if the parents of the victims of the Nashville shooting today would still have their children if these trans bills in Tennessee were never a thing. I'm not a parent, but if I were, I'd be real, real mad at the government. I'd be real, real mad at the government.
you have a transgender person that was finally pushed so far and traumatized so much by the Christian conservative right that they snapped. They did the unthinkable, the unfathomable, and they murdered children. And now, that very group of Christian right conservatives will use that transgender person as a poster for why transgender people are evil and need to be eliminated, even though they created the environment that allowed that monster to develop. They are equally responsible. And this is the methodology this entire country has been built on since the beginning. We did it to the indigenous. They were labeled as savages because they wanted to protect their way of life, their land, their lives. We did it to black people and continue labeling them as angry and violent because they didn't want to be enslaved. And then any time a marginalized group puts together enough organization and wherewithal to gain real political power, our government goes in and absolutely decimates them. They did it to the Black Panthers.
Meanwhile, slavery is still going on in many parts of the world. There's massive barbarism going on. There were millions of white slaves kidnapped, taken by Arabs over 500 years. But you're not supposed to know all of that. Only evil went on in America because the Marxist-Leninists funded by the big banks and the universities want you to hate the founding of the country so they can get rid of that Declaration of Independence, Constitution, Bill of Rights. That's what it's about. And now they officially are taking down George Washington and Thomas Jefferson statues around the country. And even Teddy Roosevelt. Teddy Roosevelt was like a big civil rights activist before they even had that name for it. They don't care. He's a white guy. Take him down. White people are bad. I'm going to do a special report this week. There's so many clips, it'll take time to get them all. Of all the different White House officials and the FBI director and General Milley and Biden, white supremacism is a scourge. It's just an epidemic. It's everywhere. And in the middle of them saying all this, there's all these attacks on white people going on, and here's a white transgender person going in and targeting little children, saying, I can't wait to kill those little blonde bleepers, those little crackers, for their white privilege. You know, this morning I was going for a hike, and I live near a golf course, and I hiked about 5 miles, and I noticed that the workers were all Hispanic and white. And I used to play golf back in high school and stuff, and a little bit about it. I know the jobs that greenskeepers do. I was a greenskeeper for about a year in high school. And I noticed that the white people were the junior people in the jobs. Because obviously the Hispanic guys have been there longer, and that's seniority. They're skilled people. It's very skilled work, especially on a nice golf course. And I didn't look, no, how dare those Hispanic guys be the bosses? Because the white guys looked like they were 25 and they wanted a job. The point is, I really saw the white privilege out there. And you know, when I see people out playing golf, I drive by the golf course every day. I just see black people and white people and brown people and Asian people, everybody out there. America is the most open, free country in the world for race and religion. Everybody knows that. So these people tell us that we're the strongest and the best and that we're bad and we're guilty. Let's play clip 24. This is Steven Crowder reading the sickening.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late?
late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans, nonprofits, and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Control, the manipulations, the false statistics, them trying to say that I fabricated it when I never even said that I was the one that released it. Then they changed the story. No, it's real. We've got an investigation now going. You know, the feds are running it, obviously, through the mayor of Nashville. But that's a badge of honor for you and your team. And the investigative unit you have built is dropping bombshells every day. You put yourself over the target again. Steven Crowder, we got 12 minutes with you. You got the floor.
Well, thank you very much, and thank you for that introduction. And you know, like I've said, hopefully everyone out there, if they're comments, like, show some love for the investigative unit here. I signed the fronts of the checks, and so I know they're grateful for that, but they really did a lot of legwork. And what I will tell you is, for me, having the confidence of when I go out there publicly and I say I have this information, I know it's right because I know the people I work with. I know that they do their due diligence. And yeah, when people try to, I guess there were some rumors out there and they try to say that we're conspiratorial, that you were getting the information or you were leaking the information. And of course I knew that it wasn't true. I know what they're just trying to do is pit us against each other, and they try and generate controversy where there isn't. You know where the controversy should exist? The motivations and the targeting that are expressly outlined in this manifesto.
That's right. They try to change the subject. Well, Community Notes said that. It looks like it's from Alex Jones. When it was very clear, I said, Stephen Crowder's investigative unit in the article and the video we posted. Go ahead.
No, that's absolutely right. And you know what? By the way, I would take that as a badge of honor being compared to you. Like, I think they do that because you're not allowed on X right now, which gives me pause, by the way, as far as it relates to trusting Elon. I think he's taking steps in the right direction, but I'm still kind of dumbfounded that you're not allowed on there. This was something, you know, there was a process that we had to go through, which I've outlined. And today on the show, we actually released some full interviews with media. Of course, you've done this in the past, too, where they chopped it up. They misrepresented what I'd said so people can see it on Rumble or on X in its full context. What we did was, we were sent kind of a tip, right, from an anonymous source. It was pretty vague to the Proton Mail. And by the way, anyone out there, LWCtips@protonmail.com, they can send those in. So we got this vague tip. A Mug Club undercover journalist followed up with an email and a call to this person. Let's call them Source 1 because they have to keep them anonymous. Source 1 then sent some pictures to our journalists after there were multiple phone calls. Our journalist flew to Nashville to meet with this person, source number one, review the phone and this text thread from the source within the Nashville PD. We'll call that source number two. Then our journalist verified the text thread that it was from 2 days post-shooting, verified the phone number, and authenticated that source number two was, in fact, on the scene of the crime. So there were multiple points of verification. Took a while to do our due diligence. And after that happened, you know, there are people out there who, both on the left and the right, trying to say that either it wasn't legitimate, though that was very short-lived, but then people saying, yes, our sources have confirmed it as well. I guarantee you they didn't have any sources to confirm anything at that point in time. They wouldn't have been capable. So this is one of those things where, unfortunately, with journalism and with news, and I'm a comedian largely, right? They did the journalistic legwork there, is other people just want to take some credit as though they are somehow involved. They did not confirm anything. There were no other people, at least yesterday, maybe it's changed today, who had any sources that could have verified anything. This came 100% from the ground up from everyone here, and I couldn't be prouder of them. And it's not just a scoop. It matters. The motive matters. The targeting matters. How are you going to best prevent incidents like these in the future if your prevention strategy, your new policies, like you see from the Nashville mayor, is based on a lie? Well, you think gun control is going to solve it? You think that the red flag laws that would never be applied to someone who identifies as transgender in the name of political correctness, you think that's going to solve it? No. We at least can start with a motive. We can start with a target. And as we included in the pages that we do have in the manifesto, very clear agenda. Have they spoken with everyone at the places this person visited? The gun range? That should be part of the investigation. To the best of our knowledge, they haven't been investigating anything. And that one representative over there in Nashville, I can't remember his name, Leatherford, said that none of this should have ever seen the light of day. Well, hold on a second. Were you running an investigation? Or did you already determine it shouldn't see the light of day? The same guy said, you know, releasing this for clicks, this shock jock, Stephen Crowder. He said, you know, it just didn't provide anything that we didn't already know. And that very same press conference later on said that no one, meaning none of the family members, had seen the manifesto or had any knowledge of it.
That's right. That's all a big lie that they didn't want to know. And this is what's key. Every time it is a, quote, right-winger, or even some Antifa they claim is a right-winger, they instantly release it. You did a great job yesterday as I was watching, going through just how they manage information. This is just like the Hunter Biden laptop. And that's why when you guys said, hey, we think this is big and important, I said, this is going to be gigantic because people really get this is how they're managing info. This is how they're deceiving. And the big lie that the biggest crime is white supremacism when it's terrible when it happens, but it's incredibly rare.
Yeah, well, okay, let's do it. Let's do an exercise here really quickly. And this is why I say they absolutely don't want this manifesto out there. This is not a trick. Okay. White supremacy. I'm going to condemn it first, and then you go, okay? I think that white supremacists are morons. I think they're wrong. I share nothing in common with them. Okay, Alex, you go.
Absolutely. We have nothing to do with it. We love everybody. We're Christians.
There you go. Exactly. It is anti-Christian. It is antithetical to what I believe, and I also think that they are stupid. Now, leftists, condemn the idea of white privilege. Go. Condemn gender ideology. Go. Modern gender theory. Go back to Simone de Beauvoir, right? John Money, those studies are
due. Define what condemn a woman it is. Federal judges won't even do it.
Exactly. We can so easily condemn white supremacy, as small of a percentage of any terrorism that's committed or as small of a percentage of the population that they may be. We can easily condemn it. We can mock them mercilessly. They can't do that as it relates to the motivation, the type of culture this person was steeped in, because they created it. This is in every school curriculum across the country. Now, I'm not saying that every transgender individual is going to go and shoot up a school. That's not what I'm saying. But I'm saying that this person did include this as a reason. You don't use the term white privilege and say, I'm going to kill crackers. This was someone who also believed in the classism that we've seen from the left, the idea of equity versus equality. This is a starting point. And you know what? A starting point is important if you're running an investigation. This matters not just because it was withheld, but because it helps us chart our course in approaching what we do preventatively in the future. And it showcases that it's a lie, and it and we see this with big tech, right? Think about this for a second. YouTube and Google, so that's all of Alphabet, boom, removed. You're not allowed to share it through Google is throttling anything that's shared, actually just outright removing it.
Right. Real investigative journalism, it's being taken off Facebook, yeah. It's being taken off Google, some of the people
tried to
claim it was false on Twitter.
Yeah, Reddit, it's been taken off everywhere except for Rumble, and then Twitter, and I don't know if they still have their little notice underneath it. They didn't say it's Alex Jones, but then they said it might be sensitive material, but they've been pretty good, Twitter and X. So outside of there, I mean, that's what, 70, 80% of the information pathways out there for something that, you know what you're not hearing? You're not hearing a single person out there refute its authenticity. No one is. So that's why it becomes, well, maybe you shouldn't have released this.
Well, let me ask
hold
this.
On a second.
When are we going to get the rest of it? From what I was told or heard, obviously.
I don't know. We don't have all of it. We do not have all of it. And we were very clear. I hope that someone gets the rest of it. And hey, if the rest of it shows this person condemning liberals and it shows that they're a radical Christian fundamentalist white supremacist, then I hope that we get the truth and all this information.
But we know that's not there just from what we got. Well, what I've divined from this is that they want to force the city to release it all themselves. And they figured they would deny it was real. So I think that's what this was. Get them to come out, deny it's real. That's always the first tactic. They tried that. Why do you think the mayor had to say, okay, it is real?
Well, because I think it was just too clear at that point. I think that they probably had to go through their Rolodex going, okay, hold on a second. We know that this is real, right? They would have seen it, so they know it's real. And then they're thinking there's probably too much liability for
that's
us.
That's kind of like when Georgia there in Atlanta published Trump's indictment before it was out, and then said, no, it's not real. Later went, okay, it's real.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Well, it doesn't matter if it's true or not, right? If they say it's not real, they know that they will get a headline, and then they can say, oh, actually, no, hold on a second. This was real. I mean, the New York Times reached out, right? They were trying to say that we were profiting, right? That's their mode of attack, profiting off of this manifesto and that it harms the victims. Because I have to relive it again, even though the footage of the shooting has been run ad nauseum on news. That's what they tried to claim. The New York Times reached out to me for a comment. I gave them one. They didn't include it. They ran the whole story. They asked for a comment. They were given one, and they didn't include it. Think about that for a second. And you know this. This isn't new to you. But I think a lot of people may be shocked to understand that they will ask for comments, and if it's not the comment they want, they just won't include it. It won't even say that they reached out for comment, and they wouldn't include it. So someone reading that article could think that there was no response. That's not true.
I know you got to go. I know you got to go. I said, Stephen Crowder, this is only a two-minute break. Do 5 more minutes with us. I know you got to go. But when we come back, I want you to think about all the other angles of this, where this is going next, the investigative unit. I mean, you guys have been breaking some big stuff, not just this, every couple days now. So, man, you have really painted a target on your back starting to out Veritas. I know we're not in competition with the great James O'Keefe. He's a wonderful person. But how do people, if they go to JonesCrowder.com, they see all the shows, my show. That's just the place to sign up. If InfoWars gets some of the credit, that's a win-win.
Mm-hmm.
JonesCrowder.com. We got 30 seconds to break.
Yep.
Tell people what they get when they join Mug Club.
Yeah, well, when they join Mug Club, they get your show on Friday, which is soon to obviously expand. They get Nick DiPaolo every day, Monday through Thursday. They get our show. They get twice the length of show. They get Brian Callen's show once a week, the Hodge Twins once a week, Mr. Guns and Gear. They get our Friday show, and it is what supports this investigative unit. Without Mug Club, there is no investigative unit. We do not have giant corporate donors, and we don't have a whole ton of sponsors either. So if people think that this is a value, the truth getting out there matters, there's one way to support us, and that's joining Mug Club.
That's right, with promo code Alex, and we get some support. It's a win-win. Go now to JonesCrowder.com. Sign up now. Take action.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Please.